9080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
With wind gusts of 44 kilometers per hour, it's currently 25 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News at 12 hours, the headlines. Old banknotes ceased to be legal tender effective 1st April. A former transport minister opposes lifting of night travel ban. And Starmer to hold emergency meeting on economic impact of war.
Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The Bank of Zambia has announced that effective 1st April 2026, old banknotes will cease to be legal tender in the country and will no longer be accepted for exchange. In a public notice, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalialia said this is in line with the Bank of Zambia Withdrawal and Exchange of Currency Regulations 2025. He has expressed sincere appreciation for the cooperation of the public, the business community and banks during the currency transition process, which ran from March 31st, 2025 to March 31st, 2026. Dr. Kalialia has reiterated the bank's commitment to maintaining a secure and efficient national currency. Former Transport Minister Dr. Brian Mushimba has opposed the government's decision to lift the night travel ban for public service vehicles, describing the move as a wrong step that could compromise road safety. Recently, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga announced that the government will implement the first phase of a 24-hour economy by lifting the ban on night travel for commercial trucks and buses effective 1st April 2026. Speaking during the Red Hot Breakfast Show, Dr. Mushimba said the decision ignores findings from numerous studies and reports conducted by independent stakeholders prior to the introduction of the restriction. Dr. Mushimba said evidence at the time clearly showed that night travel was the leading contributor to the rising number of road traffic fatalities. He has noted that nearly 70% of fatalities involving public service vehicles occurred at night before the ban was put in place.
I think it's probably a wrong decision to make by government. There's a reason why the night ban went into effect. There's lots of studies that were done, lots of reports by independent institutions as well as government institutions, and the evidence was staring in our face that they are contributory factors to the rising fatalities on our roads. The biggest number that stood at us when we're making that decision was almost 70% of the fatalities on public service vehicles was happening in the night.
Now, the Movement for National Renewal, MNR, has expressed concern over delays by the Registrar of Societies, I beg your pardon, in finalizing the movement's registration as a political party ahead of the August general elections. Movement for National Renewal founder John Sangwa said the movement submitted its application for registration on 23rd March 2026 to enable its participation in the general election scheduled for August, and that despite meeting all legal requirements, the application remains pending. In a statement, Mr. Sangwa said he has been informed that the process is awaiting authorization from the Office of the Inspector General of Police, which was expected on March 30th, 2026, and that they have since been advised to follow up on April 6th, 2026. He said the delay, together with the introduction of additional procedural steps without a clear statutory basis, raises serious constitutional and democratic concerns. Meanwhile, the Consortium of Civil Society Organizations for Good Governance and Constitutionalism has expressed concern over what it describes as the continued abuse of the Office of the Registrar of Societies, warning that it is increasingly being used as a tool to weaken political parties ahead of the August general elections. Consortium Vice Chairperson Solomon Ngoma said the development is troubling, noting that the Registrar of Societies is meant to function as a neutral regulatory body that upholds legality and order within associations, including political parties.
also concerned about the continued abuse of the legislative societies, which appears to be weakening political parties ahead of the 2026 general election, thereby threatening the credibility of free and fair elections. Further, we remind all public officers, including the police, to remain professional and avoid political decisions. Their duty is to serve the people, not partisan interests. Commend the Lusaka High Court for resolving a long-standing political dispute between the PF and Robert Sabing and Mao Sampa, and we urge the judiciary to continue delivering justice in a timely manner. We call for urgent action to safeguard Zambia's democracy.
In more news this afternoon, the government has disclosed that Zambia's electricity distribution losses currently stand at approximately 12.75%, significantly higher than the global average of between 7 and 10%. Speaking during the African Union Continental Training on Determination of Distribution Grid Losses and Development of Reduction Action Plans in Africa, Ministry of Energy Director of Planning, Sineva Kambenja, said the high losses are translating into substantial revenue losses for the country's power utility. Mr. Kambenja has noted that the situation is also negatively affecting the overall effectiveness and efficiency of power supply, particularly in underserved communities.
So in a vast country like Zambia, this is a major source of grid losses. As you may be aware, a power distribution grid losses remain a major challenge for many power utilities across Africa, including our own public utility, and that is ZESCO Limited. So across Africa, again, transmission and distribution losses continue to undermine system performance and threaten financial sustainability.
And African Energy Commission Head of Policy, Planning and Strategy, Yagoba Traore, said high distribution losses across African Union member states, compared to between 5 and 10% in developed nations, remain a critical challenge.
I wish to first sincerely thank the government of the Kingdom of Denmark for pioneering this project and providing its support in the implementation of the African Energy Efficiency Program. Actually, the support focused on the development of minimum energy performance standards, but also the grid loss reduction that we are all united today to discuss about. But the third element is on how to monitor and evaluate the energy efficiency instrument on the continent.
In other news this afternoon, the opposition Zambia We Want says the alleged expulsion of the party's chairperson, secretary general and president is not legal. Recently, the party's National Leadership Council declared that party president Kapemba Simbao, chairperson Auxilia Ponga and secretary general Muhabi Lungu had effectively expelled themselves from joining another political party grouping without the council's approval, prompting an immediate vote of no confidence. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Party Secretary General Muhabi Lungu said the alleged expulsion of senior party officials does not follow any constitutional provision, insisting that no authority within the party has the mandate to remove members in such a manner. He has further explained that the party's constitution does not grant powers to any individual or organ to expel members apart from specific provisions relating to the presidency.
What has been done is not legal. There is nowhere in our constitution which gives the power of anyone to terminate the chairman of the party, the SG of the party, and the president as a bunch. It's not possible. There is no such provision. There is a provision which is in relation to the president alone. There is no such provision to remove the chairperson, Dr. Ponga. None. There is no such provision to remove me as secretary general. As you know, the head of the party is the chairperson. I am the chief executive.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Indo-Zambia Bank has announced another year of strong and broad-based financial performance for the year ended December 31st, 2025, with a profit after tax of 1.3 billion kwacha, representing a significant increase from 1.04 billion kwacha recorded in 2024. Bank Board Chairperson Dr. Michael Gondwe said the profit after tax also rose to 932.8 million kwacha, reflecting the positive contribution of both funded and non-funded income streams. Announcing the 2025 financial year results, Dr. Gondwe said total assets increased by 30% to 27.0 billion kwacha compared